Cumbria Workers' Rally. Brent Kennedy Carlisle Tuck, President. The Cumbria Workers' Rally brought almost 50 people together to hear local trade union reps and organizers give a picture of the boss's attacks. At the event, organized by the Trades Union Congress, Tuck, in Carlisle in the northern region on the 29th of October, we heard that Unite the Union has won an extra 2% above the company's pay offer at the Crown Bevcon factory. Ahead of the strike ballot in Civil Service Union PCS, a record number of workers at the Rural Payments Agency have joined the union. Their workforce meeting was the best attended ever, and two-thirds have already voted. At the McVitie's biscuit factory, two-thirds have rejected the pay offer and voted for a strike. Attendance at union meetings has increased from 22 to 160. With Royal Mail trying to break the Communication Workers Union, CWU, a striking worker said concrete solidarity from other unions must include a central strike fund. They said there is no permanent solution to the problems at Royal Mail, short of renationalisation. A striking BT worker thanked members of other unions for the continued support on the picket lines. While a striking rail worker said they would defy any new anti-strike laws. Some speakers demanded that Labour commit to repealing all anti-union laws and come out clearly in support of striking workers. Others criticised Keir Starmer for dropping popular nationalisation policies and promising more austerity when in government. Are we heading for a general strike? Come and discuss at Socialism 2022. Tickets and info at socialism.org.uk.